We think that it will benefit our farmers and our producers out for corn and soy.
And that's State Representative Craig Snow of Warsaw, who introduced House Bill 1315 earlier this year. He says it didn't pass the hearing stage because it would have offered retailers up to $5 million in tax credits for selling biodiesel and up to $10 million in tax credits for selling higher blends of ethanol.
Which is why it was a hearing only in 24, because it was not a budget year. We were not going to open up the budget. So we're looking forward to having that done in 25. It'll be a budget year, so we're looking to take that bill back and get that $10 million appropriated for this purpose.
And that's why Snow says he's already planning to reintroduce the legislation in January and working now to get it across the finish line next year.
What I'll be working on this summer and fall will be working with my peers, senators and representatives alike, to just educate them on what the bill's trying to do. A lot of our legislators are not ag people, so there's a lot of education there. But I would also say in the industry itself, our producers, we want to educate them. We want them to call their legislators and help them understand why they want this done.
According to the Indiana Corn Growers Association and Indiana Soybean Alliance, Snow's bill would have added over $223 million in economic activity from biodiesel and would have grown the demand for 51 million more bushels of corn for ethanol production. I'm CJ Miller.